I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Thank you so much for listening to those whispers. So we are delivered your wisdom and the Rose Garden's wisdom and surrendering. Oh, the power of surrendering. What does that look like when you receive the download and you're how can we surrender? Because people are like, what do you mean surrender? How can I just let go? Yeah. How do we describe this? How can we articulate this? How do we surrender?
Good question.
That's a hard one, I know.
Can you give me an example?
Oh man, let's say you are in the Rose Garden and you're ready to discipline yourself to go there every single day, and maybe you have some sort of ritual where you quiet your thoughts and you let go of all the chatter so you can finally be open.
So let's say that you were like, you were committed to writing, for example. What I would do is recognize that showing up to write every day is the human part of you. Like, you're doing your job. So just showing up with discipline is your job. Then it's about calling in the support of the heavens. So you've done the earth piece and kind of demanding it. You know, so if you, for example, if you're writing or even if you're meditating and you're like, oh, I don't know what my guidance is, or I don't know what to write. Start there and say if you're journaling or if you're attempting to write a book, for example, or a blog post, write what you need to hear in that moment. Or ask for the guidance that you need and say, just be like, I feel so stuck and blocked. This is annoying. I need your help. And then allow another voice to come through. Allow your higher self to come through. So I think often we see the blocks that we have, whether it's like, I don't feel connected, or I'm finding it hard to meditate, or, I don't know what to write. We see those things as bad things, but often that is the curriculum that we're working with. And so it's like actually embracing the fact that you feel blocked, or embracing the fact that you feel small, or embracing the fact that you feel really hurt because someone said something really hurtful about you. And so how can you then use that? Because we're human, you know, how can you use that and open yourself up to healing that? So I use writing a lot, and I encourage a lot of my students to do this and mental clients to do this, where, you know, if you are feeling insecure yourself, or there's something that you're working on, use that in your writing. Ask for guidance, or say that you're afraid, and then ask your higher self, your soul, your guides, whatever you resonate with, to answer. What is it that I need to hear today?
Asking and allowing, that's key, to just simply ask and then allowing. So when you sit there, I know for me, I truly have to shift my thought a second that comes in that might say, this meditation is not working out. This is, you know, you're being silly right now, trying to open up. And then I just really recognize that thought and I just silence it enough to the point where it kind of gives up. And then I do just open. It's beautiful. And I had the intention in the first place of going wherever I'm going when I sit down to write. Mm-hmm. And so you did this for two books. Your other book, Rise, Sister, Rise, also has such a profound message that just needs to be heard by every goddess's ear on this earth. Where in the world did you write this? I'm curious. And what did Rise, Sister, Rise mean?
That book I wrote actually both in Australia and the UK and a little bit of America. So it kind of like was all over the place.
Wow. Channeled many places.
And the UK. And that book really is about surrendering to your cyclic nature. So it is about the rise of the sacred feminine. And it's very much a book on healing the feminine soul. So I believe that we've had many lives, most of us, and that if not all of us, and that some of us have incarnated in periods of history where it's been not safe to share our voices, for example. And, you know, the past 5,000 years where we have had a patriarchal society, this is nothing against men in particular. This is literally just the times that we chose to incarnate in. And so it's really exploring how we can go back to that more goddess-based way of living, where we see nature as sacred, where we see the woman as sacred and holy, and that we can heal ancestral patterns, we can heal soul patterns and times where we may have been afraid to speak out.
Oh, that's so powerful. How can we tap into and embrace our femininity and rise?
So first of all, the thing to realize about rising is that it is all about embracing our cyclic nature, which means that we need to not control so much and recognize that, you know, looking at the seasons of life, that going through the autumn and the winter is just as important as the spring and summer. So it's embracing who we are at every moment rather than just when we're having a good hair day or you know, we're ovulating and we look extra good, you know. And so I think that is a really important part of it. It really looks at this concept of creating, if you're a creative particularly, or an entrepreneur, or someone who is running your business especially, it's like looking at creating like the life's work, not the season, and really embracing all archetypes of women, particularly the crone and the elder.
The crone and the elder. Do you mind elaborating on this?
Yeah, sure. So I believe that in our society, and I think it is changing, but we the way we look at, particularly in the West, I'm talking about, we look at the aged, look at those who I would say are the wisdom keepers, those who have witnessed, like my grandma, she's 94 and actually just turned 95. And what she has seen in her lifetime is tremendous. But so many people see the aged as like in decline, as silly and as stupid even, or frail. Whereas when we actually embrace who they are, even regardless of the changes that may be happening with them, maybe I've had grandparents who have seemingly gone back to childhood, back to being a baby, just before they pass over. But to recognize that, like, they are edging their way towards the veil being so thin again, and it's just the most holy, sacred thing ever. And so I really believe that we should, and I feel the earth needs more wisdom keepers, more of us to deeply respect the aged.
Oh my gosh, amen to that.
And for women as well. And gosh, this is I say this and it's not because I've mastered it, absolutely not, but it's a practice I'm devoted to, where it's not like so much of our society has been all about like attempting perfection as a woman, putting ourselves through these beauty routines, even daily beauty routines, where we're trying to be 25 for the rest of our lives. And so it's really like embracing our true age, embracing where we really are. And this is like not just an age thing and not just a beauty thing. It's also, you know, I see so many of us in the spiritual community, especially trying to use spirituality to avoid the lows of life. But I do believe that you know, all of us are going to experience death, right? We're all going to experience it in some capacity. And it is so sad and devastating. And that is beauty as well. And when we try and keep things perfect and try and use our spiritual practices to just avoid those highs and lows of life, then we're going against that cyclic nature as well.